Also, the letter in the Holy Letter to the Rebbe, this is letter number, volume 4, this is letter number 1223, and this is also dated at the end of Elul Tiso. I guess maybe they didn't know exactly what date it is, so it says end of Elul, they put in the letters of the end of Elul over here. Here the Rebbe writes, it could be that the Rebbe said this letter to various different people, and they just bring down one of them. Maybe the Rebbe sent it out, it was like copy to various different people. But here the Rebbe says, I received your letter with the Pidyon Nefesh, and for the new year that's coming upon us, I'm expressing my blessing, a blessing just worth to hear all these blessings that we get, you know, the Rebbe's blessings, with blessings for success in study with Yirat Shamayim, with fear of heaven. Very important point in Chabad, in all yeshivas really, but in Chabad, the Rebbe always emphasized that the study of Torah should be with fear of heaven, should be with the proper approach. If you see in the Chabad, they usually wish a young man, they say you should be a chassid, a Yerushamayim and a lamdan, chassid, righteous. Yerushamayim means fearing heaven, and then a lamdan, a scholar. The first comes the fear of heaven, and then comes the scholar. Because you want them to study the Torah, not in a way to use the Torah for negative purposes, but to have fear of heaven and then study the Torah properly. That's what Rebbe says in Be'yirat Shamayim. So here, the Rebbe is responding in the footnote, I guess maybe that was a general letter sent to many, but in the bottom the Rebbe adds, it says, you asked about coming to here. Coming to the Rebbe. So it says, the Rebbe says, according to my view, if the Divine has brought you, the Supreme Divine has brought you to illuminate the light of Hasidus in Australia, you should at least do it partially, and then you should look for satisfying types of services, and what you enjoy. First, do a little bit where the Divine sent you, and then you're going to look for more enticing, more things that you enjoy doing. And this that you're not sure about, if you really care about the other person, so maybe you shouldn't do it. He says, you know, you're not really sure that you're doing because you care about the other person. So maybe you say, God forbid, Rebbe says, you say, you know, I don't really care about the people, so why should I sit and do that? This is God forbid. But the Rebbe says, it's a known fact, it's a known that tzedakah, when you give charity, even if it's not for the sake of the mitzvah, so it's still vital, it gives life to the poor person. Even if you lose a coin, and you feel bad about losing, I'm adding that, Rebbe doesn't say it, if you lose a coin, and you feel bad, oh, shucks, I lost my coin, I lost a $5 bill. If a poor person goes and finds it, and he buys himself a meal, you get the mitzvah, because he got what to eat. So it doesn't matter what you think or not. So the Rebbe basically is saying, you may not care about the person, but he is being he's being, you know, helped by you because you're teaching him and you're helping him out. Whether you care about him or not is irrelevant. he's gaining. You're teaching him, he's gaining, so you should do that. Even, as Rebbe says, even when you're not intending, you want to give, it's still, you shouldn't stop doing it.
Rabbi.
Yes?
Who would get the mitzvah? My mom and I were going through my dad's things after he passed away, and she said, oh,
let's wait this till we end the letter, and then we'll ask.
Okay.
We haven't finished. Okay, so let's wait till we finish. Okay, so he says like this. This is actually, I see now in the footnote, this is a klali prati, which means the Rebbe sent it to many individuals, a general line, he sent it to various different individuals. He says here, the person asked the Rebbe that in Tanya, in chapter 46, he brings a proof that Hashem himself descended to Egypt, because it said in the pasuk Va'ered Lahatzila, I descended to save them, verses to Hashem. Why doesn't he say the same thing as the Haggadah says, Va'avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that I passed through Egypt? Why does he change it? So the Rebbe says the Tanya writes based on the teaching of our sages in Shemesh Zav Periklam Beis Ches, U'psikta Chadeto, So over there it says that because of the great love that he had them dear to them, because Hashem loved the Jewish people and he held them dear, he descended by himself to save them from Egypt. So that's why he says Hashem came down himself to save them. As opposed to the way the Baal HaGadah was learning, there we can say that because of the impurity of the Egyptians, a Malach could not go down there. It's not to do, not because Hashem had dear the Yidden over there, it was not able for a Malach to go there. As it says in the Kutu Torah, Tzadik Vov. So in the Tanya, the main intent is to emphasize the love of the Yidden. And the Haggadah, we're coming to exclude that it wasn't a Malach, as we say, Le'al de Malach, not through anyone else. And therefore, each place they bring the Pasuk that explains their matter in particular. So the Rebbe answers him. That's why in the Tanya, where he wants to express the dearness of the Yidden, he brings down that Pasuk. And over there, where he wants to express that Hashem could not rely on anybody else because the tomb over there, he brings down the other Pasuk. Okay, so this was an answer. I'm not sure exactly who this is. It doesn't say who this is. But so what are we going to say? Go ahead. Now ask your question. I'm sorry.